Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know, an opportunity for us to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 133, verses 1 and 2. How wonderful and pleasant it is when brothers live together in harmony. For harmony is as precious as the anointing oil that was poured over Aaron's head, that ran down his beard and onto the border of his robe. It's always inspiring to see unity at work. Whatever the organization, it's encouraging to see a group of people working effectively and happily together. Whether it's a football team, school, business, family, or church, it's a blessing to see everyone working in harmony. The thought of anointing oil being poured over a person sounds sticky and messy to me, but it's clearly intended as a picture of generous blessing. As the oil is poured, everyone can smell the beautiful fragrance and share in the joy of unity. David then went on to speak of harmony as being like the refreshing dew from Mount Hermon. Whatever way you look at it, unity is something to be celebrated. However, unity doesn't always happen. David experienced agonizing times of disunity and brokenness within the nation of Israel, and also, more poignantly, in his own family. I suspect that you can recall many times of unity, but also occasions when disunity has broken out and caused pain and sadness. Sadly, churches often experience disunity, and this is the opposite of what anyone would want. However, disunity should never come as a surprise to us. Sin always divides, and so, given that churches are composed of sinful and frail human beings like you and me, disunity will always be a sad possibility. The beauty of unity should inspire us all and encourage us to do two things. Firstly, we need to receive the unity that God longs to give us. We discover this as we live our lives more closely to Him. And secondly, we need to put in the hard work of looking after the precious gift of unity. The Apostle Paul wrote, "Make every effort to keep yourselves united in the Spirit, binding yourselves together with peace." Day by day, we need to look for ways of promoting unity through our prayers, love, encouragement, and kindness. It's hard work, but the results are beautiful and inspiring for all to see. Let me pray with you. Loving God, thank you for the gift of unity. Help us to go out of our way to maintain and strengthen unity today. Amen. Thanks for listening. I'd love to encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. And if you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/Voice of Hope. God bless you. I hope you have a great day.
Your package says delivered, but delivered where exactly? The hallway? The lobby? Your neighbor's apartment? Instead of playing detective with your deliveries, get a mailbox at the UPS store. We'll sign for your packages, text you when they arrive, and keep your deliveries low-key under lock and key. Get 3 months free mailbox services with a new annual agreement at the UPS store. For full details and to get your coupon, visit theupsstore.com/offer.